Torah on, Parshas Truma, there's only one maimer, one and a half maimerim. So, page 158. Mi yiten chokochli, the pasuk that says, the Yidin say to Hashem, oh, if you would only make me like your brother. And he says, Zel bakoshes k'netzis yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the request of the Yidin to Hashem al zman ha-golus. In the time of golus, that they're saying, Hashem, please treat us again like a brother. Today's class is sponsored by Avraham Aradian. For good things. Look, very good things. Because in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Eden were called Achim Lamokim. They were called brothers. So now, in the time of Golos, when we're not brothers, the Jews are saying to Hashem, oh, if we would only be like your brother. Like it says, which means, when are the Eden called the brothers of Hashem? Bizman she Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash was existing. The Vik of Mevakeshes Achshav, therefore in the time of Golos, the Eden requests from Hashem, Mi Yiten Chok Ochli, who will be like a brother to me? So he says like this, how do brothers get over here? So he says, V'inyan Dine, B'Kruvim Shoyu Beis HaMikdash, the Kruvim that were on top of the Odin in the Beis, when the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, it says, Ufneim Ish El Ochiv. They looked one to the brother. So you see in the Kruvim, they're called brothers. V'inek Vasis Shnayim Kruvim. You should make two Kruvim, Kruv Echa Mikotah. One Kruv on this side of the Odin, another Kruv on this side of the Odin. Together you had the Kruvim. So you need to understand like this. The Kruvim are called brothers. So let's understand, Al Rebbe says, what the level, what the concept of Kruvim are. Inay, Kruvim, Yuvin, Api, Masha, Kosovo, El Zawa. The Gemara says, in Chagiga, Hainu Pnei Kruv, Hainu Pnei Odim, Api, Rave, Viva, Api, Zutra. The Gemara says in Chagiga that the face of the Kruvim were faces of human. One big face, one little face. He makes it al dmus akisei dmus kamara adam. So the pasuk it says like this: in the throne of Yecheskel that we read after on the first day of Shavuos, it says there's on top of the chair is a vision of a person. There's adam shalakisei, right? So the Alter Rebbe says in Sarach Lahavin. Hashem, who does refer to Adam and the Kisei? It refers to Adam Elyon Hashem. But Lachayda, how can you call him a person when the Eibishter has no form of a body? I mean, you put in human terms in Hashem. There's a man sitting on the throne. I mean, you know, yeah, it refers to Hashem, but how can you call him Adam?
The faces are a big face and a small face, or a boy and a girl face.
It depends which medrash you're looking at. The Gemara Chagiga says two faces, one big, one small. That's all.
Actually, the size is small and big, or it means something else?
No, physically. The Kruvim are physical.
Physically.
But it represents something else.
Yeah.
Right.
Are we getting to that?
We'll see. At the end of the week, ask me if we got there or not. The Inyan is like this. So we need to understand, what is this concept of brothers? What is the concept of Kruvim? What is this concept that there's an Adam Alakisei when Hashem has no form of a body? So the Inyan Shatera Nikra Adam. Teira is called Adam. Why? Like it says, Zei Satera Adam. The beginning of Parshas Chukas, the Torah says, Zei Satera Adam kiyamuz ba'ayil. But the pasuk says, Zei sateira Adam. So teira is called Adam. Uksiv, and like it says in another pasuk, Zei sateira sa Adam. This is the teira of a person. Meaning, Adam is called teira. So what does it mean? The explanation of this is, Kini amir azal, Kol ha-teira kula shmeitzer shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, that all of Torah, as every word of Torah, is the names of Hashem. And in Zaya, the 10 Sfiras are called Raza Dishma Kadisha, the secret of the holy name. So we have like this. All the words in Torah are the names of Hashem, and the 10 Sfiras are called the name of Hashem. The Inyan is like this. You have an example, Kamei Shem Ha'odom Shenika Avram Yaakov. Somebody has to explain to me now, what is names? You say, Torah is the names of Hashem, that's the Sfiras are the names of Hashem. What does that mean? So he says like this. If a guy has the name Avram or Yaakov, no, he leaves out Yitzchak, I don't know. The name is not relevant to the essence. You are a human being, whether you have a name or you don't have a name. There's no difference in you if you have a name or you don't have a name. What is the essence of the person? His intellect and his emotions, that is the person. Because then, if a person's alone, nobody else is around, he still needs his intellect and emotions. But, but a name, if you're all alone, you don't need a name. It's only the external level. The only thing that's good for a name is that when somebody calls you, so when you're identifying with somebody else, like we learned many times, then you need a name. But that's not the person. Yeah, the person's whole essence turns to you, but it's not, if he's all alone, he doesn't need a name. So therefore, what does it mean, a name of Hashem? What does it mean, the name of Hashem? What? Yeah.
Like Yaakov has an energy of Yaakov. So if the person doesn't have a name, there is no energy for
him. The name is there. The energy is there. Let me ask you, until you give a baby a name, the baby is alive?
Yeah.
How does it live? The name is not revealed yet. When you give a name, it's revealing the lifeline, but it's not making the lifeline. In other words, when a person has a name, Yaakov, so then the lifeline is through the letter Yud and Ayin, Kuf, and Beit. But even if you don't have the name, the Chayis is coming down there. Except you have the Nevuah, the prophecy of what it is. It's like, there were stories going on about the Rebbetzin. When the Rebbetzin, Chayimushka, was born, she was the second child of the Friedrich Rebbe. The Rebbe Rashab was out of Lubavitch. Was not in the city when she was born. So the Rebbe Rashab sent a telegram to the Friedrich Rebbe that if you didn't name her yet, I want you to name her Chayimushka after the wife of the Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek's wife's name was also Chayimushka. And he said, even though that's not normally done because it's a prophecy given to the parents, it's a prophecy given to the parents, but he said it's appropriate her name should be Chayimushka. So he named her Chayimushka. We didn't name her yet. But I'm saying that, but normally it's a prophecy here. The Rebbe Rashab had the prophecy. But it's the prophecy given to the parents. But without the name, even if you don't know your name, people don't know their names, right? Ask how many people, how many Jews don't have a Jewish name. They don't know the Jewish. That doesn't mean they're not alive. So the revelation of a name is only to identify with somebody else, even though the lifeline does come down.
When you call somebody after someone, the characteristics of that person will affect the child?
It is all interconnected. For instance, anybody in the world that has a name Avram has something in common. Any person that has a name, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shmuel, Yaakov, Moshe, whatever. Any two people that have the same name, especially if it's exactly the same name, have something in common. Now, you can have an Avram that's a tzaddik, and you can have Avram that's a rasha, but they have something in common from the neshama. In fact, there was one time a sicha when it speaks about the five talmidim that Rabbi Yechim and Zakei had, you know, in Pirkei Avos. So one of them was Reb Shimon ben Nisano. And then the Mishnah says that he told them to say, each one to say something, you know, which is the best path. So, but it says Rav Shimon Eimer, which is really Rav Shimon ben Nisanel, because that was the name earlier. And the Rebbe spoke a whole sicha by Fabrengen, that Rav Shimon is Rav Shimon Bayechai. That's a Terasim Nase, and therefore he says about davening, don't make, you know, when you daven, make it, you know, whatever. So everybody, what's going on, it says clearly in the mission of Shimon ben Nisanel. So everybody was writing to the Rebbe, you know. So next Fabrengen, the Rebbe said, obvious, first of all, he spoke how stupid there was, the way everybody asked the question. They didn't ask it normally. Everybody asked the question like this, you know. But the Rebbe said, it's obvious it's Rav Shimon ben Nisanel. So the Rebbe said then, there's a din in Shulchan Aruch that a Rebbe is allowed to make an intentional mistake to see if the students are listening. That's what the Rebbe said. There's a din in Hilchos Talmud Torah that a Rebbe can make a mistake intentionally to see if they're listening. And then the Rebbe said, but still, I said Rav Shimon ben Yochai and I explained it. So the Rebbe said, all Shimons obviously have something in common. So Rav Shimon ben Yochai and Rav Shimon ben Nisanel have something in common. Then the Rebbe showed from Gemara and from Zayar that Rav Shimon ben Nisanel was also the same level of Terasi Mnasi like Rashbi. So the Rebbe said, what I said about Rashbi applies to him also because he was the same level of Torah's, you know, he only didn't daven, he only did, you know, Torah mitzvah. But the Rebbe said, so over there again, the Rebbe explained that every person with the name Shimon have something in common.
When the grandfather is Shimon and there is a child, we're going to say, we're going to call this child in the name of this grandfather. Would this child get any characteristics of...
I told you, like any two people with the same name.
That particular grandfather.
No. I have a bigger question. If somebody, the midas are in the heart, yes? If somebody gets a heart transplant, do the midas change?
Good question. No, they do pigs.
I don't know what the answer is. I mean, I know a few people that heart transplants. I don't know.
There are instances, but they got the heart transplant.
I don't know.
They just started.
I don't know.
You do know. No,
I know, I don't want to tell you.
You know,
I don't know. No.
Yeah, the heart changes. That's a physical.
What about the ones who get a few transplants?
Watch it. Stick around for a little while. Watch what happens. Okay. So he says like this. Okay. So therefore like this. So what is the purpose of a name? The way a person is turned, it's an external thing, the way you identify with somebody else. So therefore, what does it mean that 10 spheres are the names of Hashem? Kachal Gabi Ein Sof Baruch. Therefore, compared to Hashem, even Chochme Ilah, even the level of Chochme Vatzilis, Ve'ein Tzorach Leimah Midas Al Yenis, how much more so the Midas from above, Ein Erech Klal L'Mahusi Vatzmusi Yisbarach, has no connection whatsoever to the essence of Hashem. Just like he said, the name of the person has nothing to do with his essence, right? The same thing, the spheres, which is called the names of Hashem, the Zayar says, the Esser spheres are called the 10 names of Hashem. There's no connection whatsoever between the name, meaning Chochma, and Hashem. Shemahu Tzivatz Musa Yizbarach, that the essence of Hashem, Merum, and Misnasi, Megadu, Bechinas, Chochma, is infinitely greater than the level of Chochma. V'savus Esser Sfiris Nikaroz Adishma Kadisha. So why are the 10 spheres called the name of Hashem? Shurak V'chinas Ha'ora Ba'alma. It's only a revelation, Sheinigel Atmos, which is totally irrelevant. Meaning like this. Just like when you call a name, somebody turns to you. How does Hashem turn to world, i.e., connect the world, sustain world? That's through the name. But it has nothing to do with the essence of Hashem. It's the way Hashem identifies with world. Hashem, when you say the names of Hashem, you're talking about the identity. Again, name means to identify with somebody. the way Hashem identifies with world, then he's called a name. But the essence of Hashem is nameless. That's why when Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, what is your name? So the Medrash says, it depends what I do. Meaning, do I identify with world? That's what I'm called. What?
So when we call his name, he turns to us?
Yeah.
Rabbi, I'm sorry. Can you expand?
Unless he's a teenager, then they don't. What?
Can you expand? I'm not sure.
A little louder, sir.
I'm not sure I got it. Can you repeat or expand?
On what?
On when Hashem calls us.
No, Hashem doesn't call us. When Hashem's names represent the way Hashem identifies with world. That's all. What's right about that? But the pasuk says Hashem bechachma yosef. There's a lot of pasuk on Hashem bechachma. Hainu shgili orazu shubachina shem avaya. That gilui ha'ora, which is the name of avaya, like it says ani avaya hu shmi. That's the level of chachma. So in other words, like this. The 10 spheres is the way Hashem identifies with world. The initial identification of Hashem is in the attribute of Chochmah, because it's the highest. Chochmah is Bittul. So where does Hashem identify with? The level of Chochmah. And then from Chochmah, it goes into the other 9 spheres. Like we know, Chochmah into Bina and Tadas and so on. Like it says, Ukamesh Kosov. Like it says the Tam in Tanya, the Rebbe in Tanya explains the reason, because Chochm is Bittul, and therefore where does Hashem rest? In the level of Bittul. Therefore the level of Chochm is called Adam, because v'nikra Adam Arishin. It's called Adam Arishin. Why is it called Adam Arishin? Adam Arishin, because it's the first level of name. Right? The first place where Adam reveals itself is in Chochmah. Ubezer nikra Adam Kadma, ki reishis Chochmah ksiv, because Chochmah is reishis. Chochmah is called, in fact, Bereishis Bar Lekim, Uncle says, b'chochmasa. With Chochmah. Chochma is called Reishis. V'nik v'zayni k'adim ki Reishis Chochma. K'u al derech Moshe, like the Moshe of his pashtes am shachas er v'chayis. Mi'an neshama b'guv, the manifestation of the neshama in guv. Shagilu klolus ha'chayis. Hanimshch mi'an neshama, when the neshama reveals itself in the body. Where is the primary place of the revelation of the neshama? It's in the head. Where does the neshama primarily reveal itself? In the head. And then umer mislabi b'mechin v'idei ha'mechin nimshuch achar kacha odol cholei v'lefimaz goyich tchunot shayichli. So in other words, this Elokos reveals itself initially in chochm, in the head. Just like, where does Elokos reveal itself primarily? In the level of chochma. Where is Chochmah? The person's brain. Is Chochmah bin Adas, the Seichel. So where does the Neshama primarily reveal itself? The Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya at great length, is in the level of the head. Huh? They don't have a head. Adam Kadmon is the first level of Elokus, post-Tzimtzum Arishin. But that's also the level of the initial worlds. There's a lot of different levels of Adam. There's Ak, what's called Adam Kadmon, which is the initial revelation of Elokus after the Tzimtzum Arishin. Here, the Alter Rebbe is talking about the level of Adam is the level of Chochmah. Okay? Because Chochmah is the initial place where Elokus is revealed. Yeah, Hashem gave him the name Adam. Look in the book, sir. Huh? His mother-in-law didn't name him. That's why he lived long. Therefore, so the Alter Rebbe is explaining like this. Zeis Teiris Adam, Adam is called Chochma. Teiris is called Adam. So he says, because what's the love of Adam? Adam is the love of Chochma. Right? The initial place where Elukus is revealed. Where's the initial revelation of Elukus? The initial revelation of Elukus is in the level of Chochma, in Teira. So therefore, Teira is Shmeisav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The initial revelation of Elukus, which is the level of Shmeisav, is in the level of Teira. But Ramach Mitzvah say Ein Ramach Ivarim. And the 248 positive mitzvahs are 248 limbs. V'shasa leisas, and the 365 negative commandments, shasa gidim, 365 veins. You know, it's very interesting. The Rambam in Nagdom of Sefer HaMitzvahs writes, that everybody knows, Gemara says in Makkos, there's 248 positive, 365 negative, right? So the Gemara says, the Rambam says, 248 corresponds with the limbs of the person, and 365 correspond with the days of the solar calendar. That's what the Rambam writes in the Akdama of Sefer HaMitzvahs. In Arizal, it says that the 365 is Shasag Gidin, the 365 veins, sinews, whatever you want to call them. So it's interesting, the Kabbalah calls it the veins, and the Rambam in Nigla calls it the level of the days of the solar calendar.
The Rambam
says that every day of the Rambam says every day of the year it says don't sin on me.
There is a voice.
Every day of the year, because solar calendar represents the Goyish calendar. That represents Goyishkeit, which means sin. In the person, it means sinning. So every day of the year it says don't sin. Don't sin with the Goyishkeit with me. And he says the God will Talmud Shemavili De Maisa. And learning is greater because it brings to action. Because from the brain comes the life of all limbs. And therefore, that's why Torah is one with Hashem. Because what is Torah? The revelation of Hashem. That's why it's called the names of Hashem. It's revealing the essence of Hashem. Correct. That's why the Gemara says, "Kalakeda v'sheina, Hakadosh Baruch Hu keda v'sheina kenegdei." When you start learning, Hashem is learning opposite you. What does that mean? He's not sitting there in the chair with a pillow. Where, you know what I mean? I doubt it. What it means is, when you learn, you're revealing Hashem to you. That's why. He says in Svarim that you say, let's say you're quoting Rabbi Akiva. I'm Rabbi Akiva, you know. Yeah. Rabbi Akiva is excited. His mouth is open. And then you say something stupid that he never said.
He can't say.
He's stuck. He
didn't say that.
Yeah, Rabbi Akiva probably said more than that.
Yeah, I wanted to go after him because you need him in a...